Welcome to CMMB's Weekly Reflection, bringing you inspiration for living God's purpose.
Today's reading concludes the 14th chapter of Matthew's Gospel and leaves us with the three additional parables to guide our faith. The first two speak of the kingdom of heaven and its value. In one story, a man discovers a pearl hidden deep within a field. He returns to its hidden spot and sells everything he has to purchase the field. In a similar story, we're introduced to a merchant in search of precious pearls. When he finds one, he sells all that he owns to buy it. Through these actions, we learn that, like the pearls, the kingdom of heaven is worth choosing over everything else. The final parable relates the kingdom of heaven to a fishing net. A fisherman plunges his net into the ocean waters. When he retrieves it, good fish are placed in baskets and the bad ones are thrown away, just as those of faith will be identified come judgment day. Though the third parable stands alone, all three characters are confronted with a choice. Two men between their possessions and a pearl, and one merchant between the good and the bad. While these parables teach the importance of making right decisions, we know that sometimes people lose their way. Bishop Eduardo Iboro Kuzala is the Catholic Bishop of Tambura Yambio Diocese in South Sudan. Since the nation fell back into violent conflict, Bishop Kuzala has been a fervent advocate for peace. In his young country, he's watched community leaders, political figures, and children too young make wrong decisions, sometimes out of hate, but often out of fear. Yet he has never stopped believing in the people of South Sudan. As we use this reading to reflect on moments where we too might have lost sight of what's right, we leave you with the powerful words of Bishop Kuzala. He believes that if truth is present, we will find it. I believe that when you know the truth, when you know deep down that something is right, you eventually know the truth. That is what I told my church and the people who were helping me pave the way to peace.